Ladies and gentlemen, this is Thursday, October 19th, 2023, and I am here to take control of your life. No, just kidding. Excuse me. I have to act normal, semi-professional or something, because apparently I sent this to him. I don't know if he's actually listening to it. He can respond if he wishes. Joe Kissel is listening to this podcast because I'm going to review two of his books, The Take Control of Sonoma by him and The Take Control of iOS 17 and iPad OS 17 by Josh Centers. I've read a handful of books from Take Control. Every, call me weird, but every edition that comes out of his books, I end up getting and reading. Unfortunately, I'm not really sure how to do reviews of books because I've actually never done it before. But the books are good. I like them. I've read actually all the way back to when he did the upgrading to Ellipsis books of, like, you know, your Mac OS. I'm sorry, back then it was Mac OS 10.5 Leopard, all the way up to Mac OS 14, Take Control of Sonoma. The book is good. All the books are good, really. I wish I could write like him. But it's, you know, it tells you how to do, you know, how to upgrade to Mac OS Sonoma, which, unfortunately, doesn't run on a machine that I have. Okay, it does, but through not officially supported means. This thing's going to blow up, I swear, one day. This MacBook 2012 that I have has had so many problems. It's on its third hard drive connected to a USB docking station because we can't get the thing open. Because initially I had a 500 gig drive when I bought the thing. That lasted like 6-7 years. And I have to say I'm a workhorse when it comes to my machines, unfortunately. Upgraded to a 1 TB drive because that drive was failing. That lasted for about, oh, I don't know, maybe 2 years. Maybe 2 years. I don't remember when I bought the thing. I know I brought it from Crucial. Maybe it was in 2020 because I don't have the receipt anymore. I don't know what happened to it. Sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here, but it fits. Was stuck on Mac OS Catalina, which is a good OS. It definitely is. Was stuck there for the longest time. And, you know, I like that OS. I may end up having to go back to that eventually if Sonoma doesn't work out for me. But, you know, ended up upgrading to Big Sur for a while. That broke for some reason. I don't know what happened. I lost everything that I had on there. Unfortunately, I didn't have a time machine backup back then. This time, I don't have a lot of stuff on this drive that I can't, that's irreplaceable, so I don't care if I lose it per se. I'll just have to re-download everything, which isn't bad. It just takes time. Anyway, back to the book. I'm sure you don't want to hear about my Mac issues. The Take Control series, especially, like I said, is upgrading to Mac OS Sonoma, is a good read. Like I said, it tells you what requirements you need to run the book. Run the book, really? Yeah. Apparently you can, you can run the OS on a book. Interesting. Sorry, Joe, if you're like, the hell's wrong with this guy? I wonder that myself. What I like, I have to say, I like reading each successive iteration of the book just to see how the system requirements have gone up in years. And it's interesting because the program that we use for JAWS, for screen reader access, because I am blind, if y'all didn't know, jaws for Windows, that thing goes up, or has gone up. Excuse me, I'm walking around here. I've got to love mobile recordability. That has gone up in years to now where the main program installer is over 100 megabytes in size, if not more. I haven't checked the latest 2024 release. But it definitely goes up. And the Mac installer has been about 12 or so gigs for, oh, I don't even know, maybe ever since Mac OS 10, 13, or Mac OS 10, 10, 12, or 10, 11, whatever, whenever they switched Mac OS. Ouch. You know, from Mac OS 10 to Mac OS. I don't know. But, yeah, that's a good book. And I actually can't wait for the next iteration of it, assuming there is. I haven't yet read 1.1, but I don't think many things have changed. Joe, I like how you mentioned VoiceOver. That's beautiful. You know. Too bad there's not going to be a take control of VoiceOver book because the market is so small. I get it. I won't fault you. Take control of iOS 17 and iPadOS 17. I've read all those books too. Josh Centers, I've read a good bunch of his books as well. I've read the TVOS book. He wrote that, didn't he? Apple TV 4K thing. I don't even know. But there's so many books and so many authors. I think he's had that. Oh, I think he's done the FaceTime. Or is that Glenn? I don't know. Whatever. But I've read those iOS books as well. I like to see, again, I like to see what things are new. I wasn't going to do the beta of iOS 17, but I ended up saying forget it, and I did it. Just because I don't have a non-test phone. I should say I don't have a test phone that I could run it on, really. Actually, I used to, but the iPhone 10 broke. Well, it cracked. My kid threw it down on the floor in a fit of rage. But, yeah, anyway, that's that. And, actually, I wouldn't have been able to have ran the iOS 17 beta on there because that thing supported up to iOS 16.6.1, is it? 2? 3? Whatever the last version of 16 was. I need to reread that one, actually, because I haven't read the newest iteration of that book as either. But I need to... I like the new features, of course. Josh's writing style is good. It's beautiful. It's cool, though, because... And Joe probably hates me for this, because... I actually end up reading all of my Take Control books on my Braille display. So I go off and, Joe, there's a grammatical error here. It says F-R-O instead of from, or F-O-R, F-R-O instead of for. I point all the misspellings and he goes back and he says, that's not misspelled incorrectly. And I'm thinking, yes, it is. I read it on a Braille display. That thing doesn't, that thing shows text as is. It doesn't, add things or take away things. but I don't know. I think there are some errors in the Mac OS. What is it? What book am I reading currently? Oh, man. iOS privacy and security. There's a couple of grammatics. Sorry, you don't want to hear this. Anyway, definitely looking forward to more titles of the book, or more titles in the Take Control series. I'm horrible at doing book reviews. I'm sorry, Joe. Jeez. I just wanted to, you know, review the series because I like it and it helps me. You know, lets me know what things are what. And actually, the cool thing is I might be able to actually kind of look at the figures through Be My AI, which is a thing that will describe images to you if you share it through, if you share the image through
you know, some means, it, you know, should describe the figure to you. I know in the book itself, it actually just gives a description. This is a figure of my, this is an image of my desktop at 2:41 p.m. Thursday. Enjoy the nice color scheme or something, I don't know. Actually, Joe, it's funny because your macOS Sonoma book actually helped me. It got me thinking because I'm totally used to macOS Catalina's, actually, and Monterey's for that matter, system preferences dialogue. As opposed to now, everything is in system settings. Yeah, I got to reread that page because I don't know where the hell anything is anymore. And for that matter, not that you can answer this question, assuming you would, but my thing always shows up on appearance, and I don't know how to get that to not do that. I want it to go back to where it was, if at all possible, like where I quit it at, you know what I mean? Unless it just doesn't, I don't know. There's got to be a way to do it. macOS is all about configurability and customization, isn't it? Hello? Apple? No, just kidding. Anyway, I know this has been like the height of unprofessionalism, but I honestly never said I was professional. So I'm doing this on my iPhone, for God's sake, and you know the noise floor is probably horrible. But then again, I guess maybe it isn't, though, because there's not a lot of noise in this area that I'm at now, so... Anyway, yeah, that is Take Control of iOS and iPadOS 17. Maybe that's what it's called. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I misquoted the title. And Take Control of Sonoma. Both available from takecontrolbooks.com. Unfortunately, I don't have a discount link or a discount coupon for you. Want to give me one, Joe? Hey, we got the same first name. That won't work. Never mind. That was worth a shot. I wonder if he does give discounts to podcasters. I guess maybe the discount is the review copies that I get, huh? Anyway, yeah, y'all, thanks for listening to this insanity of this review. If you can even call it a review. I guess, in a way, that is, you know, what I liked, what I disliked about the book. I don't think I disliked anything about the book. Am I still recording, by the way? I am. Beautiful. Oh, so much for a 5-minute duration. Maybe they took that away. Anyway, yeah, I don't think I don't think I disliked anything about the book. I can't think of anything anyway. It's, you know, they're both well written. The whole series is well written. It's detailed. God knows. Some of these books are like over 300 pages. Most notably the Pages book, the 4.0 of Pages, the the iOS and iPadOS privacy and security book. I think that's like 365 or something pages. Yeah, so I'm actually looking forward to reading the Apple Watch book because I've actually got a Series 6 and want to see what's new in our Watch OS 10 through the auspices of the Take Control staff. So yeah, like I said, they're available at takecontrolbooks.com or wherever you buy books, iBooks, Amazon, Nook, Kindle, Kindle and Amazon are the same thing, duh. Yeah, I'm surprised they're not in audiobook form. Maybe I'll have to talk to Joe about that one. Anyway, enough hinting. This has been me. J-Dog, with the Doggy Report. Don't laugh, even though you already are. You know, buy your books. It won't help me, but it'll help him. He needs it. He's got kids in school. And I know how that is, definitely. And he, you know, he definitely could use your patronage, without a doubt. So again, this is... Oh, dear. Popcorn on the couch. This is J-Dog with the Doggy Report. Like I said, handing back control. I'm going to stop with the puns. To whatever y'all are doing now. So see y'all next time, whenever that will be. Hopefully it won't be another year from now. Maybe it'll be 3 instead of 2.